Chapter 2. Long before the sacrifice of their oldest son, the Mullins had earned their place upon that prairie land. Michael was to have been the fifth generation of his family to work their same Iowa fields, and the most recent link in an unbroken family chain reaching back through more than two-thirds of our history as a nation to John Dobscher, his paternal great-great-grandfather, who, seeking a better life in the new land, emigrated from Ireland in 1833, leaving behind his wife, Ellen, and their then 9-month-old daughter, Mary Ann. The America John Dobscher arrived in, the America of the 1830s, was still a nation of rural people living for the most part on farms or in country villages. And even though at the start of that decade the number of persons living west of the Allegheny Mountains, west, in other words, of central Pennsylvania, was beginning to approach the population to their east, vast tracts of land across the Mississippi River did not belong to the United States, and still greater areas, though they belonged, had not yet been explored. Iowa had not become a part of the United States until the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. Although the state was named after the Iowa, also Iowae, Indians, who were part of the Winnebago people originally living north by the Great Lakes, in 1804, when the explorers Lewis and Clark first came upon the Iowa, the tribe had been so decimated by smallpox that there were fewer than 800 left. They were living not in Iowa, but where the Platte River joins the Missouri in what is now Nebraska. The Indians who dominated Iowa at the start of the 19th century were the Sioux in the west and north, the Potawatomi in the north-central part of the state, and the Sauk, also Sac, and Fox, in their language the Meskwaki, whose vast domain centered on the Mississippi River and extended north to the Wisconsin River, east to the Illinois River, south into what is now Missouri, and west across the gently rolling plains of east-central Iowa into what would become the Mullins land. Saukanuck, the chief Sauk village, lay just north of where the Rock River flows into the Mississippi at what is now Rock Island, one of the quad cities of Rock Island, Davenport, and East Moline. At the time of the Louisiana Purchase,